You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. I will rejoice. That has become sort of a theme song for the work of young adult ministry here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. My name is Father John Cusick, and I'm privileged to be here as we are on the second Wednesday of every month with my colleague in young adult ministry, Kate DeVries. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Father Cusick. How are you today?
I'm well, and we welcome everyone. This is what we call the light show. This is where we think that the light of God is called to shine brightly through all of us and through the work we attempt to do with the wonderful group of people in our world whom we call young adults, those who are in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And so we welcome all of you to our listening this morning to our show, and we hope that it's going to be a special show. We think everyone is special, but today it's going to be more special than most, especially for me, because we have a remarkable guest with us today. And the guest is none other than the voice you have just heard, Kate DeVries. And we now have permission to call her Dr. Catherine F. DeVries.
Wow. Still trying to get used to that, Father Cusick.
So am I.
Yeah. takes a while.
A week from Thursday, a week from tomorrow, and that will be the 17th of May, Catholic Theological Union will confer upon Kate a Doctor of Ministry degree, which is, to me, a tremendous, not an honor, because it's not an honorary degree. It's a tremendous accomplishment, and it's a tremendous accomplishment for Kate personally, certainly for the Office of Young Adult Ministry, and I truly believe it's a great accomplishment for our Catholic Church. And I thought nothing could be more appropriate today in this month of May, month of Mary, these couple days, before we even celebrate Mother's Day, that we take this time, and I get to interview Kate. Kate and I have worked together for almost 19 years, privileged as we continue to be to work in the Office of Young Adult Ministry. But I would just like to share, have Kate share with those of you who are listening today and those of you who perhaps will download this radio show to your MP3 players, iPods, those kind of technological gadgets that a lot of you might be using when you go out running or walking or working out at the health club. Because I think Kate has a, not just so much a story to tell, but she is the continuation, the incarnation of a great, great aspect of our Catholic Church. And that is the tremendous presence and the unbelievable work of women in our church. Kate, when I was thinking, and believe it or not, actually do prepare for these things. Kate's a lot more organized than I am. I come across as pretty spontaneous, but your doctorate and your presence in the work of young adult ministry has caused me to do an awful lot of reflecting, and I think I go back to Sister Laetare, who was the principal of Little Flower School, where I was privileged to attend, and my first grade sister, Sister Mary Thoma, Sisters of Mercy, who I'll bet you wasn't 19 years old when you think about it, but when you're six, everybody over the age of 12 looks like they're 50. And the incredible education that I received, I thought of Sister Virginia, who in eighth grade prepared us so well for when I went to Quigley Preparatory Seminary that I practically blew through the first year because it was stuff that we had already taken in elementary school. I couldn't help but think, Kate, of the wonderful women that I ran into in my years of seminary training when I worked at Angel Guardian Orphanage. I think of my friend to this day, Sister Lucy. I would help her care for her kids a little bit, but here she's a woman probably in her late 20s, 30s, and she was the cottage sister. I mean, she was the mom for over 30 boys from kindergarten to eighth grade, and she did it effortlessly, and the Poor Handmaids of Jesus Christ did such a magnificent job. I go back to Mrs. Heinz, the first layperson that I encountered, believe it or not, in some type of church setting. She was my third grade teacher. And I had two lay teachers in the 7 years I went to grade school. And they continued to reflect for me the great presence of Catholic women. Like so many people born on the south side of Chicago, I was born at Little Company of Mary Hospital at 95th in California. And the sisters of the Little Company of Mary, the amazing work they did and continue to do in healthcare. After I was ordained a priest in 1970, I became the quasi chaplain at Marillac High School. Quasi because it was the kids who would invite me to come and say Mass and come around graduation time and so on and different things, and to be exposed to the tremendous work of the Daughters of Charity. And to this day, the great work they do at Marillac House, Sister Teresa Sullivan, who I happen to know from her high school days, who today works selflessly for the poor in our city of Chicago. So without women in the church, we would be at ground zero. And I think today, if you were listening prior to us coming on the air of the PSA announcements about the lay ministry training program, that today ministry has, every one of us knows in our parishes, gone beyond just the commitment from religious people in a vowed life, the ordained men in priesthood, that today the backbone of Catholic parish life really has become lay people, and in particular lay women. And I've been privileged to work with one of those people for a long time. So that's my preamble, Kate, to sort of get us just a little reflection of the importance in my life and the training I have had through all these years and the people who I look up to this day who continue. I can't help but think in our diocese and how you and I were lucky to know her, God rest her soul, Patty Crowley, and her daughter, Sister Pat Crowley, today, and the amazing work that she does for homeless people, particularly women, high risk. The work of the church is just such an amazing thing. And the number of people it touches in the name of Christ, and a number of people today who do that well. So we're going to get on now to Kate. All right. Kate, when I ran into you the first time, not literally, but I think it was probably over a telephone call or something, you were a young woman. You still are. But you were out of college probably about a year, am I correct? A year, 2 years. Right. So my first question for you is, when did our Catholic faith, our church, sort of become something not just casual, but it became a growing importance in your 20s?
Actually, for me, church has always been important.
Okay.
But in high school, there were some changes going on in my family, and there were some rough times that we all endured. And I had found some sense of peace and consolation in going to church on Sunday, even during my high school years. And my mom's side of the family is Catholic. My dad's is Christian Reformed, so my dad's was never an option.
Mm-hmm.
When my parents married, my dad signed on the dotted line that all the children would be raised Catholic. So the only option for me growing up was to go to the Catholic church. And at one point, for a whole variety of reasons, my mom wasn't able to go to church anymore, to get
sure.
to church anymore. So I found that very disturbing, and I was revolting against my parents, saying, I'm going by myself. I'm going to walk the mile and two blocks to get there, and they wouldn't allow me to do that. And I really, that was painful for me. So there was something about church, something about that sacred space.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved music, and there was never any music played in my house in the Christian Reformed tradition that my dad grew up in. You didn't do music, you didn't do television, you didn't do radio, you didn't do any of that stuff. So at church, we did do music. So there were all sorts of things that happened growing up. But then when I went away to college, I went to Northern Illinois University, and their Newman Center was phenomenal. They
okay.
just had a great student campus ministry program, so I became active in that. And the music was, there was all sorts of great music happening, and many good things happened there. So it was after I came home from college that I really missed good church because sure. Northern was such great church, but it was peer-driven, and I was with people my own age. The preaching spoke directly to the young adult experience. Sure. It was so vibrant and alive. And then to come back to the regular parish situation that the needs were based on family life and senior citizens and children and things that I couldn't relate to. It was a very different mm-hmm. experience. So I longed for that great church and that uplifting, you know, sense of music and great hospitality, and everything pretty much revolved around us as students.
Sure. So from a good experience at Northern mm-hmm. through the work of campus ministry, the women and men involved in that, here you wind up coming home. And that's the journey of an awful lot of people today. And for a lot of our listeners who happen to have sons and daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, who have had a good experience of church when they were mm-hmm. away at school, mm-hmm. We're going to have to talk to that and see how we can encourage them, because a lot of people are saying, well, you know, my parish is not what the Newman Center was. Well, it's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be something
different. Experience.
But, Kate, we're going to go to a break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about how you and I really met and why you took up the leadership in your local church, and that was at Sacred Heart in Palos, mm-hmm. and gathered together young adult people to share their faith and to do good companionship with each other and good works for the Lord.
Great.
We'll be right back, folks.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18-1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Hey, Mary, I was wondering, what do you think I should do for my wife this Mother's Day?
Oh, definitely bring her to Holy Name Cathedral for the Mass for Expectant Mothers. The Cardinal will be there, and he'll be giving a special blessing to all of the mothers.
That sounds like a great idea. When's the Mass at?
It's at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, May 13th at Holy Name Cathedral, which is located at 735 North State Street in Chicago, and there's even parking available.
You know, I heard all expectant mothers will receive a silk rose and a holy card and a medal of St. Gerard, who's the patron saint of expectant mothers.
That's right. There will even be an informal reception with Cardinal George after the Mass, and all are welcome.
I know my wife will love starting Mother's Day with such a special spiritual gift.
I'm sure she will. This event is sponsored by the Respect Life Office, because life is a sacred gift all the time, and mothers bring life into the world. Happy Mother's Day.
Welcome back to The Light Show. This is Father John Cusick, and along with my colleague, Dr. Kate DeVries, the Associate Director of Young Adult Ministry. It's still hard to hear
it's
that,
hard
isn't
to,
it, Kate?
You know, somebody called for Dr. DeVries. I didn't know who they wanted.
That's right. But it's Kate is not only the co-host of this show once a month, but today she's the interviewee, and I'm going to continue to be the interviewer, because I think that Kate's journey to work in the church for coming up on 19 years, and her great accomplishment of receiving the Doctor of Ministry degree at Catholic Theological Union a week from tomorrow, the 17th of May, is to me just a tremendous accomplishment, as has been the years that Kate and I have worked together. It's been a journey from someone who did her master's degree in special education, mm-hmm. am I correct, Kate?
At Northern, yes.
And really saw your vocation to be
teaching.
Teaching.
You had taught me that, Father Cusick.
Okay, talk about that. When did I ever say that?
Yeah. You had taught me that teaching was my... I was listening to your talks. Actually, I was
Yeah, it was actually in our early years after we started working together. No, it was before that.
Had to be before.
Yeah, because we had met, and I wanted to do young adult ministry at my parish. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. So we need to go back to that. But you had said, you know, God calls us to share our gifts, and I was doing it beautifully with my students in a school 10 minutes from my house, and the principal was wonderful, and we were always in a self-contained building, so I had the kids that were not able to be in a regular school, let alone a regular classroom. So we tended to have the worst of the worst, and for some reason, God and I worked together on this, and I was able to connect with a lot of kids in ways that other people couldn't, and you helped me to see that God was flowing through each and every encounter, and especially with the kids with behavior disorders, with severe behavior disorders, when the inclination is to throw the chair across the room or to bolt out the door, I was able to connect with them, and without confronting them, I would always pray to God, be with us in this. So just a quick little, you know, God, you and I together. And the child, 9 times out of 10, was just able to respond to a very calming presence. And it wasn't me. It was God in the room with us. So.
And you know, for all the years that we've worked together, that that's been a consistent theme of our ministry, that so many young adult people are the ones we run into who are coming out of schools or job sites and different things. And I really believe that God has called us to do good work in the world.
Yeah.
And our work is our vocation. Yeah. And our vocation isn't necessarily, and obviously isn't just church work. It's, Kate, you be the best special education teacher that you could.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody this morning here in the middle of May is working at McDonald's, well, then that's their gift right now. They are giving back, not just to get a paycheck, but they're giving people the best service that they can.
Yeah, you're feeding people. You're bringing people to dine to the table.
Know.
Yes.
Well, then a goofy thing happened to you. I called you up.
Yeah.
And folks, there was an opening in the young adult ministry office for a associate director position, and instead of posting it, you know, and interviewing and asking people for their resumes, and I'm not good at that stuff. I was ordained to be a priest. I'm not a HR director, so I didn't know what to do. So instead, I made a little list of people who I thought would be great in the office and people with whom I think I would be really privileged to work. Kate knew her predecessor, Dick DeSimone, a wonderful, wonderful young man who he worked for a chemical cartel. And he came to work for a couple of years and he said, Father Cusick, I don't know anything about church work or theology. He said, but I think I'd like to do this for a while. And I said, let's sit down and talk. And when he told his company that he was thinking of working for the church for a while, they were so thrilled that they said, Dick, we'll have a job for you when it's time for you to come back. And I thought, what an honorable company that would do that.
Great.
So, Kate, we sat down, and I decided on the top of my list was a woman here named Kate DeVries. And I said, Kate, how about considering taking a sabbatical from your special education career for 2 years? Do a little church work, and then you go back to work. I think I threw a wrench in your little bicycle.
In my whole life, yeah.
Did
I
really?
In my whole life, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I left that meeting spinning, Father Cusick.
Yeah.
But if I can go back a step further, that after I came back from Northern, I did long for that sense of church and that sense of community that I had left there. And as good as worship was at Sacred Heart, I really, really wanted more. So I went searching and found the Office for Young Adult Ministry. It took me a year and a half to find it, but eventually I did find it, and Father Cusick came out, and he and I and three friends, along with the associate pastor of the parish there, Father Bill Corcoran, had a great conversation about how I could work with people within the parish to invite young adults together and have some great experiences. So that was how we met, with John coming out and helping us to design something for young adults. I was interested in making things happen. I had some friends working with me, and we created what we called then the Yacht Club, Young Adult Catholics Hanging Together, our own young adult group, where we did activities, we did some scripture study, we hosted Theology on Tap, one of our summer speaker and discussion series. So it was in hosting programs like that that I saw more and more great things coming out of the Young Adult Ministry Office, and then became a volunteer in the Young Adult Ministry Office. And I encourage anybody that's got any sense of, you know, I'd like to give something back, I'd like to get more connected, I'd like to, you know, help make some great things happen, to really dive in and consider doing some volunteer work, either at your parish or at a charity, wherever it is that you can share some gifts. it opened so many doors for me. And then I do want to get back to your question, Father Cusick, about about joining the office.
But as we go to break here, this is a perfect segue to, if you are a young adult person or there's a need for a greater outreach in your local parish for young adult people, give our office a call.
Yeah.
And our office number is 312-466-9473. 312-466-9473. Or you can send us an email at yam@yamchicago.org. And we'd be more than happy to come out and help organize any way we can a greater outreach in a local church to people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. Or if you just want to be a volunteer someplace and say, direct me somewhere, give us a call, send us an email. We'd be thrilled. Let's take a break and then find out how Kate jumped from special ed to church ministry to a doctor of ministry degree many years later.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Just 10 short years ago, on May 7, 1997, then-Bishop Francis George was installed as the 8th Archbishop of Chicago. Now, we celebrate his 10th anniversary as the leader of one of the nation's largest contingents of Roman Catholics.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
This is Father John Cusick, and I have the privilege today of interviewing my colleague, Kate DeVries, who has been the associate director with me in young adult ministry for 18 years and counting, and next week receives her doctor of ministry degree, conferred upon her by Catholic Theological Union, one of the largest theology schools in the United States.
It is the largest.
The largest, I'm sorry.
There you go, in the northern.
Kate would know that. She did her master's degree there, and she did her doctor of ministry degree. And I want to get into that in a second. But Kate wants to finish up a thought, and that is, how did she get from being such a skilled special education teacher in the southwest suburbs to basically now, Kate, it's a total career change into working, you know, for the church, for the Lord, in the Office of Young Adult Ministry.
Yes, and it was, as Father Cusick mentioned earlier, we sat down together and he said, Kate, I don't want an answer now. I want you to just think about this. There's an opening in my office. Might you be interested? Just go home and think. And I was like, oh, my God, he has no idea how many things flooded through my mind. What an incredible experience this would be. And, oh, my goodness, how could I leave the classroom, especially since teaching was the love of my life. And I really felt called to do that. So I went home, and in my mind, I just played with it. And he gave me lots of time. I had months to consider it. My predecessor, Dick DeSimone, wasn't leaving for several months. So finally, I went back into his office after soul searching, some deep, deep, deep soul searching. And I said, you know, Father Cusick, thank you so much for the opportunity, but I'm going to have to decline. I love teaching too much. And he said, fine, thank you so much. You know, we'd still love to have you as a volunteer. You're an amazing young woman. We'd love to have you.
Sure.
Keep helping us. And then I left his office. And from the moment I left his office until 2 days later when I was one day later when I was able to see him again, I could not stop crying. There was just something going on inside of me that said, you have to do this. You just have to do this.
Yeah.
So that I told him later, that was the first time I truly felt, you know, God speaking to me, not in words, but in something not quite fitting right and just feeling compelled. So I went back to my principal and I said, I don't know why, but I need to do this. And it's been a great, great ride, and I'm just thrilled to have had the opportunity.
And see, Kate, it wasn't a difficult ask for me, because you certainly were a person who continues to show the world great leadership. But the conflict within me was, here I am telling people their job is their vocation.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I used the language, would you consider taking a sabbatical? Could you go to your school superintendent, your school district, and say, I want to continue teaching, but could you give me some time off so that I can pursue another avenue and then come back? Because it's so unfair, I think, to ask younger people who had already had your master's degree.
A lot of years working on it.
Yeah, that's my point, you know, and to say, okay, change your life totally and do something completely different. I'm not sure you're going to like it.
and I wasn't sure what it was.
Sure.
What is young adult ministry?
Well, that's it. But yet I think the wisdom that you conferred upon people and you continue to do is go at it slowly.
Yeah.
And what did you do? You came back as a skilled, master degree person, fully employed, and began to work as a volunteer with music in your parish, with your own peers in young adult ministry. And then you could taste it just a little bit.
Well, let me tell you too, Father Cusick, what it also helped me see is God doesn't have one particular plan for us for our whole entire lives.
Right.
I thought that you get one vocation, you get one thing to do, and you better find it, and you better do it well, and you better find a good place where they appreciate it. Otherwise, it's just going to be a miserable work experience for you. But after I left teaching and started doing ministry, I loved that as well.
Sure.
And then now ministry is my vocation, and it made me realize maybe God doesn't give us vocations, or at least maybe it's our job to figure out how best to share our gifts.
That's right.
And that's what God wants. That's what our vocation is.
And I think not only just best to share our gifts from the Lord, but also how to use those gifts.
Okay.
I mean, one of the things that I've said about you publicly, and I've certainly said it to you privately, and I'll say it on the radio, that one of the great gifts you bring to young adult ministry is your incredible ability to work with volunteers. We, as you and I both know, we are a very small little office called upon to do a huge job.
Yes.
And we can't do it because the money we get is so paltry compared to the mission of our work.
Right.
And so we are indebted to these magnificent young adult volunteers who do everything from set up our computers to run events for us.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is to watch your ability to nurture them, invite them in, not do the job for them, but show them how to do the job, and then just to manage that. And
right.
I think that's the skill you brought from having teacher's aides,
right?
You know, to help you get the job done. And
a lot of people don't realize the time and talent that young adults have that they want to share. So giving them a place in which to share it is a win-win situation.
Sure, and that's an important thing.
Yeah.
And I just hope that people understand who might be listening to us today, the impact that one person can have, either through their volunteer work in a parish, their volunteer work anywhere. I remember, Kate, many years ago, the young woman who called us, her grandma died, and she was looking for a grandmother. And one of us said, pardon me? She says, you know, my grandma died and she lived out of state and I really miss her. Do you think you could find me perhaps some nursing home that has somebody who just doesn't get a lot of visitors?
Yeah.
And she
was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, what a wonderful
every nursing home.
What a wonderful question.
Yeah.
And I never looked at it that way. And yet we were able to direct this woman who spent, I don't know how many years, just being nice to an older woman whom she never met until that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it became sort of her surrogate grandmother.
Sure.
And she brought God's love to a person who needed to be respected just like every other person on the face of the earth. She did her work all day. And maybe once a week, every couple weeks, she went and she became a companion, for lack of a better word, to this lady. That's some of the wonderful things that happen when people encounter us, and we encounter them.
Yeah.
You know? And so I just feel that you and I have been very blessed in being able to sort of be a middle person between young adults, their faith, our church, and the world in which they live.
Yeah,
you know?
To help make connections. That's a great part of what church is.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to focus on Kate's program at Catholic Theological Union and a little bit about what goes into a Doctor of Ministry degree. Because my bet is there are people out there looking to get a skill set to learn more about our faith and to do more with that. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to focus on Dr. DeVries and the Catholic Theological Union Doctor of Ministry program.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Knapp. Weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
We're back. I'm Father John Cusick, the Director of Young Adult Ministry, along with my colleague and co-director of Young Adult Ministry, Kate DeVries. Kate is the special guest today on The Light Show because Kate is a remarkable woman, and Thursday next, a week from tomorrow, she'll have the Doctor of Ministry degree conferred upon her from Catholic Theological Union, CTU, which has become the largest theological school in the United States. Now, Kate, let's just work in reverse. The Doctor of Ministry is how long of a program?
Depends on if you do it part-time or full-time, and okay. It depends, Father Cusick, on how disciplined you are in writing that almighty thesis.
Well, you are an incredibly disciplined person.
So you can do it in 2 years full-time with adding an extra year or so to write your thesis.
Now, to write a thesis, is there somebody who watches over that or helps you, or you just do it on your own?
You have a thesis director whom you choose, and the faculty helps to finagle who can do with what.
And did you get to choose a director, or was that somebody given to you, and who was that?
I chose the director, and my first choice, Father Ed Foley, who is the director of the Deamin program at CTU, graciously accepted that invitation, and he was a wonderful, wonderful person with whom to work.
Now, Father Foley, did Kate deliver?
Kate delivered.
Oh!
Hello, Dr. Kate.
Good morning, Father Foley. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful surprise.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
My goal in life, Ed, is to always surprise Kate.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Father John, she delivered in a great way, but she delivered great all the way through the the D-Men program.
Wow, and I'm sure nobody is surprised.
No.
No, because Kate is she's just first class.
Yes. Well, we always say that, you know, great students want to go to a good school, but a good school wants great students.
Ah. Exactly.
And she's one of the ones that we're going to point to publicly over and over again and say she's our graduate again.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
And I've always, in the last couple of years particularly, Father Foley pointed to Kate as someone who does church ministry incredibly well, that our church holds its head high when people like Kate influence the lives of other people, whether it's young adults here in the Archdiocese of Chicago or the study that she's involved with Dr. Hoagie at Catholic at Georgetown University. University and a number of things. So it's just you were blessed to have her.
Yes, and she, I mean, the great thing about having her in the program is that she did the same thing inside the program. You know, when you have, this is a peer, heavily peer-focused program, and so there's a lot of collegial interaction, and mm-hmm. Kate's one of those people that sort of, you know, the boats rise in the room when she brings the tide in.
Oh, so, thank you.
That's right.
I'm going to cry here.
That's allowed, because it's not TV. Nobody can see it.
But no. I have to say, CTU's doctoral program was just amazing, being ecumenical, and just so many people from all around the world, just so many experiences were shared, so many traditions were brought together. Oh, just, I can't say enough about it.
Ed, one of the fascinating things when Kate would come back some days with her head spinning was the interfacing, as she mentioned, with people from around the world and what they would bring to the equation, what they could bring to the conversation. And yet we have a common faith, but yet the lenses out of which that faith is seen and the way that it is lived, I think we're all richer when we hear that stuff.
No question. It's sometimes I liken it to being at in a demon seminar is like sitting with the UN.
Sure.
Because they really are not only from around the world, but they're experienced ministers from around the world.
Exactly.
And so they bring this incredible rich experience and their own searching of faith out of their own context, and they're willing to have that public dialogue in this context, and
right.
It's incredibly enriching.
And, I mean, it's the incarnation of what Catholic Church is.
Absolutely.
And, you know, my big multicultural experience growing up was there was a kid down the block who was Lutheran. the whole neighborhood was Catholic. And so, and we always knew that he was not one of us because his name was Delbert, and there was no St. Delbert. So that was the key that I was living a multicultural and ecumenical experience on the 85th place block between California and Francisco.
Right.
How the world has changed, and how, I think how Kate has been enriched in that and now passes that on through her ministry.
Absolutely.
To so many people.
We've even had Muslims in the program. As a matter of fact, we're graduating. CTU is graduating its first, along with Kate, our first doctoral student in the D-Min who's a Muslim from Indonesia.
Wow.
And
mm-hmm.
It's just these incredible women from different countries and faith perspectives who
sure.
are on this journey with us is stunning.
And in what a rich experience to learn from them.
Absolutely.
You know, here we are saying, here's Professor Foley, you know, and he's on to run the program, and all of these people were, but the way they feed us is it's just such a gift.
Oh, there's no question that because most of our work is in seminars, there really is no front table.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're sitting around the circle, and it's absolutely amazing mm-hmm. that I often feel that I should give my own doctorate back from everything that I've learned from.
There you go. Or have a second one conferred upon you by them.
There you go.
There you go. Grace after grace.
Yeah, we're great. Father Foley, thank you for taking a few minutes this morning. I know you have to be off to something else. But
thank you, Father John.
I just wanted to make sure that the advisor approves of the advisee and that Kate will be legally, properly, and faithfully graduated.
It's been a dream for 4 years, and Father Foley and I are going to take that walk. He's going to put that little hood thing on me, and thank you, Father
Dr.
Foley.
Kate.
You're very welcome.
A good day to you, Ed.
Have a good day. Thanks.
Thanks for your time, and we'll be right back.
I will see God. Do you want to learn more about Catholic bioethical issues such as infertility or end-of-life care? Then join us on Saturday, May 12th for the Midwest Regional Bioethics Conference at Mundelein Seminary. The conference will feature Dr. Thomas Hilgers of Creighton University, a nationally renowned OBGYN specializing in infertility issues, Father Rocky Hoffman of Relevant Radio, Bishop Robert Vasa, and more. Continuing education credits are available for medical professionals. To register or for more information, call Dr. Thomas Zabiega at 630-768-4590 or log on to www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. See you on May 12th for the 3rd Annual Midwest Regional Bioethics Conference.
Welcome back. This is Father John Cusick, the director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, which is our church's outreach to women and men in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And there's three different ways that you can stay in touch with us or give us the privilege of staying in touch with you. If there's any question you might have, any way that we can be of help to you, you can give us a call. Our office number is 312-466-9473. And if you call with any questions this morning, Socorro Perez is at the phone. And so we say good morning to Socorro, who always listens to us and makes sure that we're doing an okay job.
Good
Kate.
Morning, Socorro.
And our email address is yam at yamchicago.org. YAM at YAMChicago.org. If there's a question, maybe you know somebody, maybe yourself, who's saying, I'm not sure I'd like to do a career change as Kate's done, but what would it be like to take a couple courses? What would it be like to be a little bit more formally prepared perhaps someday to work part-time for the church, either as a volunteer or whatever? I think we would certainly, Kate would be more than happy to give you some wisdom. She has done one degree at Loyola University Chicago through their Institute of Pastoral Studies and a master's and a doctorate now at CTU, Catholic Theological Union. And then our website is www.yamchicago.org. And you'll find the plethora of information that is on there. We also, if you are a young adult yourself and would like to stay connected to our electronic letter, an e-letter that comes through email, we try to get something out about twice a month. You can follow the prompts that are there. Submit your email address, correct, Kate?
Yes.
And then you'll find out some stuff that's going on for young adult people around the Chicago area. And before we go off the air today, we're going to talk a little bit about our great Theology on Tap program, which 28 years. Mm-hmm. We'll begin its 28th season on the Sunday after the 4th of July. I think that's July 8th this year.
Yes.
But Kate, let's talk a little bit about young adult ministry. We've talked a lot about Kate, and that's a good thing, and the journey that has gotten you here, because my guess is, as unique it is to you, there's a lot of people who share some of the longings and the hungers and live the values of the faith that you have found and encounter their God and wrestle with their God in the best sense of wrestling with what should I be doing with my life and is this the best way to live it and so on and so forth. Let's start with your dissertation paper. What was the focus of your paper, the title of it, or what was it all about?
My paper was a new evangelization with young adults and renewal toward... Oh, Father Cusick. I wasn't expecting that. I've changed it 12 different times. Movement toward a renewal of faith. So the purpose of the thesis was to see what I could learn and share with the larger church community about young adults who are Catholic but not necessarily going to church on a regular basis or not necessarily going to church every week, a couple of times a month. So I worked with a number of different parishes, did some research in five different parishes a couple of times in one of the parishes. parishes. Just connecting with young adults and giving them an opportunity to ask the questions that they have about the faith. So those are events that we call Curious Catholic Gatherings, mm-hmm. and we invite people who are absolutely Catholic but you know, may not be attending church regularly, sure. just to come and talk faith. Let's talk about, you know, questions and issues in the Catholic Church today and mm-hmm. what it means to be Catholic as an adult. So those talks were incredibly fruitful.
And the Curious mm-hmm. Catholic Gatherings, the chats with people, that became the foundation for your work, right? For writing up your dissertation.
Absolutely, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Just you know, for all the people around, the, you know, parents and grandparents who have young adult children who are not as active in the church as you wish they were, what is it going to take? What can we do mm-hmm. to help them move into greater participation? That's a real burning issue for some people.
Oh, it's a burning issue
for
probably
whole
for
church,
every
actually.
Family. It may be an issue for every most family systems
yeah.
that might be listening to this show
right.
today.
Right.
But what's interesting, Kate, would you think that this generation, particularly those that are not as churched as maybe their parents are or were at their age, you would see them spiritually hungry, though, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Looking to connect with more, right. looking to right. grow deeper.
Sure.
Yeah.
And folks, there are no guarantees. There's no, I mean, people, we talk to people all the time saying, you know, how do you get my kid back in church if they're not there?
Right.
Well, obviously there are no guarantees, but we want to let you know that we're trying to create some avenues that people can walk down, some opportunities to gather and have a conversation. So, Kate, why did you come up with the title Curious Catholic? It's sort of, it really is a fascinating one when you think about it.
Actually, Father Cusick, that was your title.
Oh, shows you. I must it have had a, yeah. I'm having a senior moment.
It was a talk that you used to give at our Focus Conference that you still do to give at our conferences.
Sure.
For curious, disenfranchised, wannabe, not quite as active as I could
sure.
be, those type of Catholics. So the title went on and on and on and on. We just shortened it a little bit so that it fit nicely on the brochure. But Curious Catholic is just a non-threatening title right. for bringing people together to just are curious about
we're
the
curious,
faith. And who
exactly.
isn't curious about the our faith, other people's faith? So there's usually some level
sure.
of curiosity going on there. And for people to come together without there being a heavy agenda, let's just come and talk about what it means to be Catholic.
Okay, Kate, at some of these Curious Catholics gatherings where you have been, are there any questions or issues that tend to predominate over others?
The number one question, the number one thing young adults mm-hmm. wanted more information about was the Mass.
Oh, wow.
Tell us about Sunday liturgy.
Okay.
Tell us what happens when we come in.
Okay.
Tell us the signs and symbols of our faith.
Okay.
Why do we bow? Why do we genuflect?
Sure.
Why do we do the hand gestures that we do right before the gospel?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does it mean to come together?
The presence of Christ in the Eucharist.
Exactly. The real
right.
presence, or is this really Jesus?
Sure.
And you know, my Protestant friend doesn't think so. And,
right.
and how do we make this all come together? And who are we as church? What are we about? But that,
right.
that bigger issue of why do we do what we do when we come together?
Sure.
There's a lot of monotony in our Mass. I hear from some young adults mm-hmm. who really are struggling and questioning. We do the same thing over and over
right.
and over. It's just, you know, it can be so boring. Well, we've learned that once you open up a conversation and
right.
talk about why we do what we do, so many things come to life. So if ever sure. you've got an opportunity to learn more about the Catholic Mass, what a great way.
And sometimes monotony comes from a lack of understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
As you might know, Kate, a week from this Saturday, Father Frank Jenks, the pastor of St. Alphonsus in Lamont, has invited me out to the Saturday 5 p.m. Mass to do an explanation of the Mass,
mm-hmm.
Which is something you know that Father Jenks and I have done during our Summer Theology on Tap program, and we'll
yes.
probably do again this year.
Okay.
But there is a hunger. People need to know. And why do I do this? And tell me about the presence of Christ. How do we know that? Where do we come from? What do we celebrate as Catholics? So the Mass is a big, that's a big
issue.
Q&A.
Right,
okay,
right.
What else? Anything
Other
else?
Other things, social justice issues. You know,
okay.
the church's stance on particular issues, why we believe what we believe. We,
mm-hmm.
A lot of us know what we believe, but not everybody understands why we believe
sure.
what we believe. And sometimes it seems like the church isn't as compassionate and warm as it could be on particular issues. But to flesh out, you know, what all of the issues are about and why the church has taken the stance that it has makes a big difference.
Yeah. So to answer the why questions oftentimes, I think people sometimes know our doctrine, but
right.
they have to understand underneath it this is how we got to where we are.
Right.
And these are the sacred values
right.
that we enshrine, we maintain, and we celebrate in life.
Yes.
Kate, we're going to take our last little break, and when we come back, I want you to reflect a little bit on these years of working with young adults.
Okay.
What have been some of the joys? You know, what are some of the things that you see on the horizon that we could be doing in the young adult ministry office? And what are the signs of hope that you can give people who are our listeners today?
Invited to spend the day learning about the challenge of Christian faith in social justice. That's the theme of Justice Day 2007. It will be held Saturday, May 12th at St. Giles Parish in Oak Park. The keynote speaker will be Father Daniel Grudy, Assistant Professor of Theology at Notre Dame University. Father Grudy is a scholar, internationally acclaimed author, and film producer. He'll address the need to apply our faith to critical social justice issues both at home and around the world. The day-long conference will be held in both English and Spanish and will include forums on immigration reform and housing issues. The conference will end with Mass celebrated by Chicago Bishop Gustavo Garcia Sierra. For more information, call 312-751-8390. That's 312-751-8390. We hope to see you Saturday, May 12th for a day dedicated to putting our faith into action.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God's Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552. Or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
We have a remaining few minutes, privileged as we are, I am, I should say, to continue and bring to a close our interview and conversation with Kate DeVries, the Associate Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, who will have the Doctor of Ministry degree conferred upon her formally a week from Thursday, 17 May. At 7:30 in the evening through the auspices of the Catholic Theological Union in Hyde Park. Kate, you've worked in young adult ministry. We've worked shoulder to shoulder for a lot of years together. Think out loud. What when you look out at the landscape of young adult Catholics, what are the signs of hope? What are the things that say, "Oh my God, I don't know how to do this one." Well, you know, the joys and the concerns.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're going to be honest with people because it's a blessing for us to do this work, but it's an incredible challenge because of the age group
and
the culture.
It is. Yes. Yes. Well, let me begin by saying that hands down, the biggest joy is the people that we've encountered throughout this adventure. Excuse me. And, the young adults themselves are just so sincere and so open and honest about life and their loves of their life and you know, wanting to get into relationships and do more to make a difference in the world. Just good people, just making a difference, trying to do as God is calling them to do, to be their authentic selves. So just the people that we've met. And also in our work, we get to visit so many different parishes and enter into different parish experiences and meetings and liturgies, masses, things like that. It's just roaming around the Archdiocese of Chicago and even beyond the Archdiocese. We've been to a number of different places, young adult ministry offices around the country and even beyond that. just seeing all the good people working so hard to bring the reign of God here on earth. Mm-hmm. So just all of the people and places. And
but in other words, we see the Catholic faith making a difference in people's lives.
Yes, yes. And every parish has its own personality. Every mm-hmm. part of the world has its own personality. And to see Christianity fleshed out, Christian values fleshed out in so many ways, in so many places, you have to say, we are making a difference and good things are happening. Yeah. You know, we're bombarded by bad news every single day. But through the church, through all of these people coming together, no matter what church it is, even we've done some ecumenical things, some interreligious projects, but through church, great things happen, and
sure.
it's faith-based and faith-built, and amazing things come of it.
And that's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about, recently we gathered several hundred people for our Focus Conference.
Yes, for an amazing day at Loyola University.
Yeah.
We had Justice Ann Burke from the Illinois Supreme Court give our keynote address, just putting together integrity, hope, faith, and justice. She did an amazing job. And then people went into workshops that, again, the young adults came together mm-hmm. and decided what topics were issues and what do they want to learn about. And we ran two rounds of workshops with some great, talented speakers. We were high on the day. We had mm-hmm. Mass together, which was outstanding. And teams of young adults put the entire day together. Then we ended the day with dinner and a party. And just a great, great experience. Experience of young adults
sure.
of faith coming together and just celebrating life.
And Kate, if somebody were to stop you on the street walking back to our car and they noticed you or me and they know that we work in the young adult ministry office and they had somebody walking by their side who they'll tell you, well, I was raised Catholic. And if someone were to say to you, but you know, why should I bother? I lead a good life. I'm a spiritual person. I try to pray. Why do I need this other stuff?
Yeah.
What would you tell them?
What first comes to mind is what Cardinal George said at a yacht club meeting. He said, be Catholic because God wants you to be. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's some sense of coming together with the larger reality, coming together with the source of life. Be Catholic because through our Catholic faith, you can reach out to so many people doing service, you know,
sure.
responding to needs, but also just making more great things happen.
Yeah.
And it feeds yourself. It feeds the world around you. It just...
I thought of one, too, Kate, based upon that. There's a growing hunger to find people who are like me, mm-hmm. not just who, let's say, are lawyers or McDonald's workers or law enforcement personnel, but who shares some deeper values with me. And I get nervous about a very anonymous kind of a mm-hmm. world today where people come home and what do? They turn on some type of screen.
Yeah.
Whether it's a television screen or a computer screen,
yes.
and it's a pretty isolated kind of a world.
Yes.
And yet, what I always think is, what was one of the first things the Lord Jesus did? He called people to surround him. Follow me.
Yeah.
You know, let's go. I'll show you what life can be.
Yeah.
So that's the dream. So you've enjoyed this journey in your life.
Oh, it's been an amazing 19 years, Father Cusick, and it's
Great.
Been an amazing 4 years toward the doctoral
right.
degree, and I look forward to sharing what I've learned with the people around me.
And folks listening, I hope you can pick up something that is between the words, and there's a sense of enthusiasm that comes forth from Kate. There are certain days I wish that this program were televised, because you could see the joy in Kate's face today. As she celebrates an incredible milestone in her life and in her own academic journey. Here's a teacher who has become a pupil for a long time and is at the top of her field, a doctor of ministry. And so if anybody who is in that journey and would say, you know, I need to talk to somebody, I'd like to talk to somebody about maybe doing more with my life, and I would really suggest you give Kate a call at the Young Adult Ministry Office at 312-466-9473. And Kate, I'm sure you'd be more than happy to take their call.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We just want to call people's attention to Theology on Tap is coming up. And it begins July 8th, goes for 4 weeks. And there's a great celebration, Mass, and a celebration with Cardinal George and the Bishop of Joliet, Bishop Peter Sarton, Sunday, August 5th in Holy Name Cathedral. So mark it down, beginning July 8th, and we're going to pray and party on August 5th. Needless to say, more information will be up on our website real soon at yamchicago.org. Have a blessed May. See you in the summer.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.